What a wonderful day it is in the Lord this morning. And let's see if there's any announcements. Yeah. First day of autumn's coming up next week. That's nice. Even though we're in the meteorological fall, which was September 1st, but we have to wait until later in the month for it to be official. And any of you have sycamore trees?
What?
Sycamore trees.
I used to.
We did.
It's a tree like Zacchaeus climbed up when. So anyhow, our sycamore trees, and I used this for a children's message a long time ago, because I noticed the sycamore tree leaves start changing right at meteorological fall.
Really?
Yes. It's amazing. I mean, they're not completely, but some of them are brown, some of them are partially brown, but it's really cool. God knows what he's doing, it seems.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
So, with that, any announcements good for the cause this morning? I'm going to call on Mr. Phil. We went to Goodwood, which is the old plantation downtown where they hold a lot of community events and so forth. And the Tallahassee Historical, it's not a society. Anyhow, they had a presentation down here about historical sites you can visit in Tallahassee. And guess what?
This church is one of them.
Bethel is one of them. Yeah. You got any words of wisdom?
Well, I brought a picture to share, and they had a big slideshow, and what they were talking was sacred spaces, and so they had pictures of old churches all around the Tallahassee area. And it was interesting that I would say Catholic or Methodist.
Yeah.
And Bethel was one of them.
Yeah.
And I have a picture that shows our church. As fortunately, this one is a Pisgah. I made a mistake when I was creating this slide. But anyway, quite interesting. People asked where it was, and Ralph explained to them where they came to it. And I just a little bit about the interior and where the older its significance at this time. And afterwards, I had a lady come up to me and ask if I knew where she could find information about an ancestor of hers that had been a minister in Pennsylvania. And I said, well, I know that there's an archives in Florida that has that type of information, but I went online and found out that United Methodist Church has an archive center also, and they have a very nice index to memoirs for ministers, all ministers that have been here since Methodism began. And I pointed her there. I haven't heard whether she found her ancestor in there, but there were people that were interested.
Yeah, it was. And it's an ongoing thing. You can go to their website. Don't remember Bill Town. What's their website? Your number?
What their website?
Yeah, the Tallahassee Historical something. I can always.
Tallahassee Trust for Historic Preservation.
Yeah, that's, yeah. I've told you before, even some of my colleagues that I've served with, and when they see me, they say, where are you serving? And I'll say, at Bethel. Where? Tallahassee? I said, yeah. Where is Bethel? And that was the question this one lady asked that was sitting behind us after she told all the things. You know, how do you get there? But I don't see her here this morning, so maybe I didn't give her a good instruction.
We were the only ones of the church.
Yeah, we're the only church that was
right.
St. John's downtown, the Episcopal Church. There was another Bethel AME church, and I don't remember which one.
Well, it's the one on North Avenue.
Oh, North Avenue, that's right. And Pisgah is one of the old churches, too. What's interesting, they're doing this because this is the 200-year anniversary of Tallahassee.
Okay.
And Trinity was one of the first churches here, so they're celebrating 200 years. And we have only 10 years behind, so we're 190 years old. So it's really interesting. So it's nice to get on the historical sites. And they publish a book and so forth. So maybe someday, you know. One of the things that, and Judy and I, because we keep passing by, And we've been threatened now for about 20-some years to take the kids there out to the mounds, the Indian mounds. That's a state park. And we drive by it all the time, but we never make the left turn or the right turn to go back there. Have any of you been out there?
Are you talking about Lake Jackson?
Yes.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
This
Lake
is. Well, is that lake considered Lake Jackson?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that little park area they have?
Well, I don't know. We get to it off of 90, so I don't know. Anyhow.
Yeah, it's the park
that
I drove
by. So that's the same place. Well, this is, they go back to the 1500s, recorded history on it. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Back up to see that 10 acres there on the lake, and back up to her property.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, one of these tall
crowd. Oh, neat. Yeah, that's history too.
Yeah. You guys like Indianism now.
I understand. I have a, what do I have? A Cherokee or a Seminole Indian? What do I have that lives with me? Cherokee. Yeah. And she does get on the warpath once in a while.